Oh, now I see. These have double locks.
Yes, madam, the banking firm requested double lock mechanisms. As I believe I mentioned, we also installed triple locks if the customer requires it.
Lady Charlotte peered at the locks. Three seems excessive. Must be rather a bore to turn three locks just to open a safe. These locks are burglar-proof.
Oh, absolutely. So much so that in 2 years no villain has ever even attempted to break these locks. It would be quite hopeless in any case. These safes are double-layered, 1/8-inch tempered steel. There's no breaking these.
Lady Charlotte peered thoughtfully at the safes for some moments and finally nodded. Very well, she said. I shall take one. Please have it loaded into my carriage outside.
Beg pardon?
I said I should take one safe such as these I see here. It is precisely what I need.
Madam, Mr. Chubb said patiently, we must construct the safe to your order.
You mean you have none for sale?
None already built? No, madam. I'm very sorry, but each safe is specially built to the customer's specifications.
Lady Charlotte appeared quite irritated. Well, can I have one tomorrow morning?
Mr. Chubb gulped.
Tomorrow morning? Well, as a rule, madam, we require 6 weeks to construct a safe. On occasion, we can manufacture one as quickly as 4 weeks, but...
4 weeks? Well, that is a month.
Yes, madam.
I wish to purchase a safe today.
Yes, madam, quite, but as I have attempted to explain, each safe must be built in the shortest time.
Mr. Chubb, you must think me an utter fool. Well, I shall disabuse you of that notion. I have come here for the purpose of buying a safe, and now I discover you have none to sell.
Madam, please.
But on the contrary, will construct one for me in only a month's time. Within a month, the brigands of the neighbourhood will very probably have come and gone, and your safe will not in the least interest me or my husband. I shall take my business elsewhere. Good day to you, sir, and thank you for your time.
With that, Lady Charlotte swept out of the firm of Chubbs. Mr. Lawrence Chubb, Jr. was heard to mutter in a low voice,
Women.
It was in this fashion that Pierce and Eger learned that the overhaul did not include changing the locks on the safes. That was, of course, all they cared about, and so they made their final preparations for the robbery, which they would carry out on May the 22nd, 1855.